Mother Sai, as each of my heartbeats marks the measured yet swift passage of time, I must pause for a moment and ponder over all that my life has become.
I feel like just yesterday I was learning to walk, stumbling with tottering steps, clutching at your fingers.
But so quickly you have taught me to fly and have pointed me towards the expansive skies.
I ask myself time and again,
how gracious is your heart?
How bounteous must be your grace?
The day has finally arrived when I must place my foot across the threshold of the place I called home for so long. But I hesitate to take that step. Something holds me back, a tug at my heart.
Oh, Sainada, Nito Gadipina Pratikshanam, Ma Janmala Punyafalam, Talivai. ఓ నమాలు నేర్పావు తండ్రివై, సత్య మార్గమున నడిపించావు గురువువై, ఆధ్యాత్మిక విద్యను బోధించావుగా. దైవమై మా హృదయ వేల్పులో నిలిచావు. వాన చినుకులుగా ఉన్న మమ్మల్ని స్వాతి ముత్యాలుగా మార్చావు. నీ ప్రేమను పంచావు. అట్టి నీ ప్రేమసాగరం మా జన్మకో వరం ఓ సాయినాథ.
थे जब आए यहाँ फूलों सा खिलना तुमने सिखाया, जब भी था दिल तन्हा दिया तुमने सुनहरा लम्हा, समा जाओ नैनों में हमारे बलिहारी चाहते हैं हम तुम्हारे, हर घड़ी मिले तेरा साथ तेरा आंचल प्यारा सा एहसास।
Your love envelops me and enlivens my life. When I wander into the swirling torrent of the world and yet feel utterly alone. In that silence, I hear your pure, sweet voice. In that darkness, your light comes to fill my heart.
Yes, in the darkness, His light filled my heart. As a fresher on the campus, I found myself struggling to cope with academics. Speaking in English was tough for me. I sunk into depression and thought of leaving. At that time, a senior sister suggested that I seek Swami's guidance. On her advice, I picked up a message asking Swami if I would be able to adjust here. The message read, "Do not leave the opportunity given by me." A very clear message. Yet, my mind doubted if I would be able to keep up with my academics. Swami's message came, "Do not care for marks, but for remarks." These messages relieved me, cleared my doubts, assured me from an unsure, hesitant first year who had no faith in herself. I have today transformed into a confident soldier of Sai.
Bye.
Master, lead me through the dark night. Let me live my life in your divine light. Cut my ego at its very root and transform me into a beautiful flute that by your touch is precious and true, and that in humility lets your breath flow true. Let your melody resound in every atom of space. O Lord, make me a channel of your peace.
जब आए तुम तो लगा जैसे कोई तो है हमारा हमदम, साथ रहे तुम हर कदम, चाहे हो खुशी या हो गम, ऐसा रिश्ता जुड़ा तुमसे कि भूल गए हम दुनिया के रिश्ते। आंखों में बसा है चेहरा तेरा, उम्मीदों की डोरी में प्यार तेरा, हमारी जान हो तुम, बस तुम और सिर्फ तुम साईमा।
to describe the indescribable, to explain the inexplicable, to define the indefinable would be to attempt to exalt your limitless virtues. The Shiva Mahima Stotram says,
if the black mountains were crushed into ink
and the oceans became the ink pot,
sura taruvar shar khalikhani patramurve,
if the branch of the heavenly tree were used as a pen
and the entire earth was a leaf to write on,
likhati adigrihitva sharada sarvakalam,
if goddess Saraswati were to write for eternity,
tadapitava gunanamisha param nayati,
it still would not be enough to glorify you, dear Saima.
Yet we have humbly dared to put into words our love for you, Swami.
స్వామి, మూడేళ్ల క్రితం నేను మొదటిసారి వచ్చినప్పుడు మీరు నాకు కేవలం ఓ అజ్ఞాత వ్యక్తి మాత్రమే, ఈ కొత్త ప్రదేశంలో నా సుఖదుఖాలను ఎవరితో పంచుకోవాలో కూడా అర్థమయ్యేది కాదు. స్నేహితులు లేని ఒంటరిదాన్ని అన్న భావన నాకు కలిగింది. అలాంటి సమయంలో నాకొక ఆలోచన వచ్చింది. మరుసటి రోజు ప్రార్థనా సమయంలో నా కుడివైపు ఎవరైతే కూర్చుంటారో వారిని మీరు నాకు చూపిన స్నేహితురాలుగా భావించాలని అనుకున్నాను. కానీ ఈ విషయాన్ని పూర్తిగా మర్చిపోయాను. మరుసటి రోజు ప్రార్థనా సమయంలో ఈ విషయం హఠాత్తుగా గుర్తుకు వచ్చి ఎంతో ఆతృతతో కళ్ళు తెరిచి కుడివైపుకు తిరిగి చూశాను. ఆ సమయంలో నా ఆనందానికి హద్దులు లేవు. ఎందుకంటే స్వామి, నేనక్కడ చూసింది మీ చిత్రపటాన్నే. నా జీవితం మొత్తం తోడుండే వ్యక్తి మీరేనని తెలియజేసిన ఓ ప్రియనేస్తమా, ప్రేమనొసగి నన్ను పోషించుమా.
Visualization. I saw myself as an innocent child, and you, O Swami, were throwing me high into the air and catching me again. What you said to me that day still resonates in my being.
My beloved child, in your life, I will throw you up high and help you fly, but eventually you must come back down into my arms outstretched for you. As you fall, Do not be afraid, for I am waiting to catch you. The fall is merely one of the ways to lead you back into my arms.
Yes, Swami, today I know, as fixed and unchanging as the universal law of gravity is also the fact that our journey will always lead us back to you, for we are yours and entirely and only yours.
As I brace myself to leave these hallowed portals,
yes, beloved Swami, as we, batch 2015, stand at the threshold of leaving this beautiful home into an unknown world,
we feel all the apprehensions of a child leaving her mother,
and yet we know
that at every touch of the breeze,
with every tear that falls,
with every beat of her heart,
at every testing time,
at every beautiful moment,
you will be there
to share our joys,
to wipe our tears,
to indeed keep us in the cocoon of your everlasting love. Lord, pray, before we take that final step,
may we not forget your strength that comforted us when we were weak.
May the memory of all the bright hours we spent in your presence
give us courage to face the tempests of the changing years.
Help us be thankful for life and all its precious gifts.
May you remain foremost in our minds and hearts always.
Sai hum tere hain, hum tere hain Sai, hum tere hain. Dil ki awaaz hai, hoton pe bas yehi raag hai. Dil ki awaaz hai,
Gopala Keshava. Narayana.